Time defending champion Kearney Catholic Stars battle the top seed Wood River Eagles in the consolation match. Then a new champion will be crowned in the finals of the St. Paul Wildcats take on the Ord Chanticleers. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Colling picks it up. Connor slides Shundoff again. This time Shundoff got on top of it and fires it down to the floor. Courtney with her 10th kill. Lassen on the outside, tips it over the double block. Down and good. That's been working most of the night for St. Paul. Lassen, her 14th kill.
The Stars down Wood River in four sets on the Eagles' home court 3 weeks ago, while our champion final is a rematch of opening night, where St. Paul hit the road to beat Ord in four sets. It's the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next, but first the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wood River with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from new Tech Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Wood River. Time for the championship of the 2013 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. This is the NewTek Seed pregame show. Doug Duda with you here at Wood River, where we had a five-set frenzy. Wood River 16-14 in the fifth over Kearney Catholic in the third-place match. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank in Kearney. First off, for St. Paul, number 17 is senior Alexa Wysocki. Number 2, freshman Leslie Fox. Number 14, junior Carrie Sestak. Number 12, junior Kylie Sestak. Number 3, senior Mercedes Lassen. And number 20, senior Taryn Jonak. The libero, number 10, is Maddie Fosick. The head coach, Matt Kane Fairbanks, assisted by Michaela White and Nancy Harrington. They're ranked 9th in C1 at 21-2. For the Ord Lady Chanticleers, they'll go with number 2, 5'7 sophomore Morgan Alexander. Number 3, 5'8 junior Kenzie Drudick. Number 7 is 5'8 sophomore Allie Weliak. Number 5, 5'7 sophomore Cassidy Giddison. Number 14, 5'8 freshman Andrea Carson. And number 11, 5'9 senior Melanie Reese, the libero. Number 1, a 5'3 senior Tiara Krubel. The head coach is Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callen, Jody Peets, and Leanne Smith. 15-9 for the chance. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll get our championship match started right after this.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids and now digital photo processing. Shop Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You've been listening to the NewTek Seed pregame show brought to you by Jason and Terry Stark of NewTek Seed, your yield leaders. Contact Terry and Jason Stark of NewTek Seed. Ord looking for their first conference volleyball tournament championship, of course, for years in the much bigger Lou Platt Conference. Before that Lou Platt Conference, they were in the Central 10 Conference. So they play for tonight against St. Paul, who won it all in 2008. Ord has won the toss, and Morgan Alexander will serve it away, and here we go. St. Paul immediately goes to the middle, and Carrie Sestak will take it across. Chanticleers go outside. Drudick, the leading attacker, with the first swing. Dug out of the back row, and St. Paul goes to the freshman Fox, who's just off the back line and out of bounds. Fox and Lassen each had 17 kills in the four-set victory on Tuesday night over Wood River. Alexander with her second serve, picked up deep back row, set to the outside. Here is Fox, drug out there by Krumel. Slide right side, it'll be Giddison, dug out in the back corner by Sestak. Again, Fox around the double block, down and good. Leslie Fox with the first kill and first point for St. Paul, and it's 1-1. Back to serve it away will be Alexa Wysocki as St. Paul goes from left to right, or right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Alexander sets right side. Trudick unloads, but it's deep and out of bounds. St. Paul up 2-1. St. Paul defeating Arcadia Loup City in the quarterfinals in straight sets, and then a 5-set victory over four-time defending champion Kearney Catholic on Tuesday as Ord goes to Waliak in the middle, and she's blocked. Ace block up front by Carrie Sestak. St. Paul was incredibly good blocking the volleyball on Tuesday night, and they get their first one here. And they're going to overturn it and say there was a net violation, so the ball's going to go to Ord, and it's 2-2, so wipe out the block. And Drudik will serve it away right on the line. Might have been out of bounds, but it was pretty close. Now Fox unloads, and that attack is deep. Ord takes the lead back at 3-2. And now a tip is called. So we've had two late overturns. Fox will get credit for the kill, and St. Paul's up 3-2. And now Fox will go back to serve it away, and that means Lassen's in the front row. Mercedes only about 5'3", 5'4". Fox 5'11". Difference in those two hitters. Here's Carson on her first swing, blocked by the Sestak twins, but it's dug out, passed to the front row. Welniak, a little contact with Krumel and hit it into the net. The return error gives a St. Paul lead of 4-2. Again, a lot to talk about here. Just a very different matchup in this conference championship. Ord's been in state finals. They've won state championships, but not a conference championship. Welniak on the slide, blocked by Lassen, who has flubber in her shoes. She must have that kind of vertical. Fox with a back row swing, and she's going to send it deep and out of bounds. So side out here for Ord. And it's 4-3. Tierra Krumel now to serve it away for the Lady Chanticleers. This is just the first set of the championship of the Loup Platte tournament. Here's Lassen from off the net. Rolls it over the double block. Down and good. 5-3 St. Paul. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Ord, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Got an update from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Axtell takes the first set from top seed Overton as Fosick's serve is deep, way deep, and out of bounds. So you know there's some adrenaline out there for both of these teams trying to capture a championship. St. Paul already 21-2. They beat Ord on the opening night of the season at Ord in four sets. Serves across, overpass Lassen. The chance will go to the outside, and Carson with the attack. And now it has to just be punched across. Ord's got a free ball. Alexander, short set, Reese, termination. Melanie Reese will get her first kill. And the Chanticleers, that's their first kill. Everything else has been on St. Paul errors. And it's 5-5 as Gittison goes back to serve it away. Reese had 10 kills and 4 ace blocks Tuesday night. Here's the attack by Jonah. Gets picked up there. Drudik in the back row from the 10-foot line. Carson will half it across. Dump back that time by Kylie Sestak, the setter. Middle tip across by Reese. Good pick up there, Lassen. Set back to Mercedes. Near side, clipped off the net. And Drudik with the dig, or Gittison with the dig. Big swing, Carson. Passed up into the rafters. St. Paul, they get it and roll it right back. Quick attack here. One time, down and good, Melanie Reese. Back-to-back kills for the senior Reese, one of three seniors on this Chanticleer ball club. And Ord takes a 6-5 lead here in game number one. Best of five. Line drive serve picked up there by Wysocki. Set middle, easy dump down for Lassen. Mercedes, her second kill, 6-6. And into the ball game defensively for the Chanticleers will be Claire Bredhauer. And for St. Paul, Kaylee Horkey, the sophomore, will check into the ball game. And the serve slapped across by Sestak at Bredhauer. Set middle. Reese quickly down and good from the one. And give the kill to Melanie Reese. 3 out of the last 4 points she has registered. Side out, Jordan Cook will come in now for the Lady Chanticleers. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. Cook, deep middle, handled there by Fox. Good pass to Sestak. Back right, Lassen over the double block and into the corner for the kill. 3 for Lassen, 2 for Fox. The rest of the team, 0. St. Paul likes to stay with their two big hitters. Now you will see Carrie Sestak chip in from time to time like she did on Tuesday. Serve across by Lassen, middle attack by Reese. Fosick's able to up it, and it's set across here. Right at the net, close to the net, tight, and in the net on Ord. The pass was too tight. Morgan Alexander grazed the tape with her elbow, and it goes back over to St. Paul with an 8-7 lead, game one. Lassen at the service line. She likes to get a little power behind her jump serve. Not a very high toss, and it's into the net. So we're a third of the way through game number one, 8-8. And in to serve it away, Lucy Gebicki for Ord. Gebicki rotates in, plays that back row. Allie Walniak back into the front row. And Gebicki serve. Knuckles it down the middle to Fosick. Bump set to the outside. Fox over the double block. Gebicki with the dig. Close to the net again on the tight. They'll get it to Walniak. Little half slap across. Jonak sets for Fox, and she finds the opposite corner. Three kills for Leslie Fox. 9-8 Wildcats. And back to serve it away will be Taryn Jonak as we wrap up our first time through the service order here in the opening set of this Lou Platt Conference Championship game on Classic Hits and, as always, online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Cook with the high serve receive, gets it to the outside, and it'll be tipped into the block. Drew Dudick with the tip. There wasn't much he could do with it, and Carrie Sestak this time will get credit for the ace block. And St. Paul scored four of the last five to go up 10-8. Jonak serve. Right at Cook again, and again it stays in the back row, so Krumel will have to return it over. Goes a little wide to Kylie Sestak, set up close to the net. Fox unloads. Leslie Fox fires the cannon straight down for kill four. 11-8. And is Ord going to sub? Looks like they will. Carson will come in for Cook. And Jonak now going for three in a row. St. Paul 11, Ord 8, game one. Jonak serve. Line drive to Krumel. Again, passing's a little off for Ord. Drudik gets a swing. Off the tip, Jonak with the dig. Back set, Horky through the double block. Gets her first kill. Haley makes it 12-8. First set. And Coach Wendy Alexander is going to use the match's first timeout. So a lot of adrenaline out there. If this match goes deep, St. Paul has a lot of emotion here in the first set. And they lead it 12-8. We'll be right back.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraska Land National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraska Land National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back to action here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Ord out of the timeout. Going to get a kill from Drudick. Kenzie with her first kill leads the Chanticleers with 212. And then one kill apart are Carson and Reese, 136 and 137. Ord to serve. Morgan Alexander ties up Lassen in the back row. They get a set back to Mercedes. Back row attack dug out by the Ord center, Alexander. And from the 10-foot line, it's punched across by Drudick. St. Paul sets middle. Sestak off the tip, down and good. Carrie will get her first kill. Side out St. Paul, 13-9. And back in Alexa Wysocki as we start the second time through our service rotation. And the serve. Cuts it across, close tight to the net. Alexander gets it up. Walniak drives it over. Quick return that time by Sestak. Overpass by Ord. St. Paul tries to quick it up here. They go to Fox off the double block for her fifth kill. 14-9 Cats. Thursday night NFL football. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. The Seahawks 14 and the Cardinals 3. It's currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And in the fourth, the Boston Red Sox lead the Detroit Tigers 4-0. Mike Napoli homered again tonight for the Red Sox. Here's Ord in the red. Going against the dark blue of St. Paul. Fox again from the left wing. And again, they've got no answer. She simply is elevating over the double block. And it is 15-9, St. Paul. Wysocki looking for three in a row here. And the serve is across. Picked up there by Kate Grant. Didn't start tonight, but rotates in. Bump set back row, St. Paul. Lassen, good spin. Got it inside the back line. Good placement by Mercedes Lassen. St. Paul has a little height, but Lassen uses her vertical. And a substitution here for Ord. They'll take Grant out and put Gittison in. Again, it's nothing that Grant did, but Coach Alexander just trying to break up the run here by Wysocki. Chanticleer's going to swing. Judick blocked again by Sestak. Kept it out of the net. Weliak with the swing. Up there by Fosick at the 10-foot line. They'll get it to Fox. That time she's blocked, and it's an ace block. Weliak and Gittison getting the job done. We'll give credit to Cassidy on that one. Side out Chanticleer's, but they've got some work to do. St. Paul's up 16-10. And Kenzie Judick to serve it away for Ord. Deep middle, picked up Fosick. Fox again outside. Off the tip, the dig is made by Alexander to the middle of the floor. Carson finds, oh, they called it out. It was right at the lines gal who had to try to get out of the way, and they're going to call it out. Looked in from the vantage point of about everybody in media row, so St. Paul's going to get a break, and Fox to serve it. Over to Krumel. Tight to the net again. Weliak to make sure that one's in. And Allie Weliak with her first kill. The fifth here of the match for the Chanticleers. And coming in, Melanie Reese. And Krumel now back to serve it away. And Tierra Krumel takes it at Fosick. One libero to another. Back row attack. It's going to be Fox. Krumel's right there back middle with the dig. Chanticleers go one. Reese with the attack. Overpass Fosick, and it hit the floor. Ord did everything right, but Fosick kept hustling, and that's the old libero defensive point. 18-11, and Ord will call their final timeout. So we were very close early on, tied at eight, but since then, a 10-3 run by St. Paul. Game one, the Luplat Conference Championship. It's St. Paul 18 and Ord 11.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Luplat Conference Championship Game 1. Ord has just taken their second time out. Maddie Fosick serving for St. Paul, leading it 18-11. Line shot serve stays in the back row. Carson takes a swing from 13 feet. Picked up by Fosick. Set to the outside. Rolled across by Lassen. Ord dumps it into the net. Mercedes Lassen. St. Paul has Ord leaning the wrong way here the last few points with tips and big swings. And Fosick will go again at 19-11. Kate Grant's going to come back into the front row here again as Ord's going to go to the substitution. Overton rallies for a 27-25 win over Axtell in set two. So their FKC championship is going to go to a third and final set over at Wilcox. And here the serve goes into the net for St. Paul. And Gittison will come in to serve it away for the Chanticleers. Cassidy fires it down the middle, picked up there by Wysocki to Jonak on the swing. Up Gittison, two ball across from the center that time in Alexander and rolled back across by Jonak. Ord tries to pick it up with a slide and Reese will drive it home. Fourth kill, four of the six for Ord or Melanie Reese. 19-13. Gittison, one of only two chances to have a service point here in this first set. Tries to get a run going. set to last on the left wing, through the double block, down and good. Number six for Mercedes. And it's 20-13. Ord's getting the block. They're just not getting many stuffs at this point. It's either splitting it or they're going over the top of it, depending on who the attacker is. And Kylie Sestak to serve here for St. Paul. Alexander sets Reese in the middle. She'll go right corner and pick up her fifth kill. Again, earlier tonight, Wood River, a 16-14 fifth set victory over Kearney Catholic in the third place match. And it was in the FKC SEM 2-1 over Elm Creek in the third place match. Here's the serve by Jordan Cook. Set to the right side, Lassen. Off the net. Picked up by Bredhauer. Set outside Drudick. She got a good swing. Overpass free ball. Drudick swings again. Fosick got it one more time, but not enough. Second kill for Kenzie Drudick. And a point for the Chanticleers. Jordan Cook, they're trying to scratch their way back in it. They've scored four of the last five and are still down five at 20-15. Cook serve deep, too deep. That's a key. You got to serve strong, but you also got to keep them in. And the sophomore Cook sent that one a little too deep. 21-15, St. Paul, as Lassen will serve it away. Krummel, good pass to Alexander. Reese one in a middle, down and good. Now, this is a little bit reminiscent of what Wood River was doing with Hope Lambrick in their match tonight. And good setting there by the sophomore Morgan Alexander. Overall, this is still a very young Ord Chanticleer team as Lucy Gevicki will serve it away. Across to Fosick, set outside for Fox. And in the net's going to be called on Ord. Gevicki made a whale of a dig in the back row, but the Chanticleers are in the net. 22-16, St. Paul, 3 points away from the opening set. And Taryn Jonak to serve it away. Jonak serve. Picked up by Cook. Set to the middle and getting a decent swing off a not a very good pass is going to be the Chanticleers and Drudick. Return St. Paul. Drudick's got another swing. This one hit the net and bounced in. Kenzie Drudick gets the favorable kick off the tape. And Ord will get the ball back. But they need to make a run right now. They're running out of time. St. Paul built a 12-8 lead, then took it out to 16-9, and has maintained a comfortable advantage ever since. Sestak to Sestak in the middle off the block of Gittison. Ord's got it. They set it back to Drudick. Drudick stopped. Teaming up Horky and Carrie Sestak. Second ace block for Sestak, 23-17 St. Paul. And in to serve it away will be Wysocki. Alexa had three in a row the last time she was back there. And Wysocki serve, beautiful, right over the top of that net. Outside, the attack's going to go Welniak, and following through into the net, Chanticleers called for a lift off the block by Sestak again, I believe it was. And so it is game point for St. Paul. Wysocki all the way to the left-hand corner, floats it across. Chanticleers go to Alexander, slide it to Welniak, big swing, overpass, but it's in play. Chanticleers will try it to the outside for Drudick. She'll get it down and good. So Kenzie will get one more point on the board here for Ord in the first set. And now she'll go back and serve it away. But it's still game point St. Paul, 24-18. And Drudick with the serve. Goes far corner, Fox pass to the net. Sestak dumped it over, and that's it. Kylie Sestak will get the kill from the setter position, and St. Paul will take game one from the Lady Chanticleers of Ord, 25-18. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Championship match here on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And the Ord High Pep Band making a little noise here, or excuse me, the St. Paul Pep Band making a little noise here at Wood River as we have the first game of the books, and St. Paul wins it 25-18 for Ord. Morgan Alexander, one service point. Kenzie Trudnick, four kills. Jordan Cook had a service point. Cassidy Gittison, two service points and an ace block. Allie Waliak had a kill, and Melanie Reese had six kills. 11 kills, one ace block, no ace serves for Ord. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox, one service point, six kills. Mercedes Lassen, one service point, six kills. Kaylee Horkey had a kill. Maddie Fosick, two service points and a kill. Kylie Sestak, a kill. Carrie Sestak, three ace blocks and a kill. Alexa Wysocki, five service points. And Taryn Jonak, three service points. St. Paul had 16 kills, three ace blocks, and no ace serves as the Wildcats take the first set of the championship, 25-18. From Ord. We'll be back with game two right after this on Classic Hits.
Visco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
Volleyball action continuing here on Classic Hits on ESPN 1460. There is less than a minute to go in the first half. Seattle 14 and Arizona 10. Sydney Rice and Zach Miller with touchdown receptions for Seattle. Rashard Mendenhall with a touchdown for the Arizona Cardinals. Major League Baseball action going on in the American League Championship Series, Game 5. They are tied at two games apiece, and Boston in the top of the fifth leads Detroit 4-0. Here's St. Paul and Jonak to serve it away to start Game 2. The serve hit the net, but rolled over. Now the attack by Fox is going to be blocked by Waliak, and it sails in. The first ace block of the match belongs to Allie Waliak, and Ord scores first in the second game, just as they did scoring first in the opening set. And now Morgan Alexander will serve it away. St. Paul goes right side. Horkey, who's getting the start here in game two, will drive it down. And it's just the way things start. She's going to sub out now, and Wysocki will come in. Second kill for Horkey. Again, we play the best of five here in the Lou Platte final. Serve down the middle to Krumel. Ord tracks it down. Alexander gets it outside to Gittison. Rolls it off the block into the back row to Lassen. Slides Sestak right side around it and good. Carrie Sestak, that might be the biggest problem for Ord tonight, is dealing with the St. Paul height. Ord's not the smallest team out there, but they just don't have anybody that's 6 foot tall. 5'9", 5'10", about it. And the serve across by Jonak. Close at the net, passed across to St. Paul. They'll go outside to Fox, dug out by Krumel. Shannon clears to the outside. Here's Drudick off the tape and good. Fifth kill for Kenzie Drudick, and it's 2-2. And back to serve it away will be Drudick. Across to Fosick. Sestak had to go after that one. St. Paul gets it to Fox. Fox near side, down and good. Number seven for Leslie Fox. Give credit. to St. Paul right now. They're passing the ball better than Orta. They are getting better looks, better swings. Sestak does not have to run all over the place like Morgan Alexander has been doing for the Chanticleers. Fox's serve, an ace. Front row opened up too late. Left here, Krumel hanging out to dry. That, a lot of people will say that would be her fault, but it sure wasn't. They opened up a little late. That's an ace serve. That's the first ace serve for either team in the match. Now this serve is at Krumel, so she'll play it. To the outside, Carson has to take it off the back foot, so it sails over. Lassen on the return, softly, down and good. And St. Paul has Orton really out of system right now, really leading the wrong way. They can bring the power. They can roll it down. It's 5-2. Fox on the serve. Leslie ace serve. 6-2, St. Paul. A little adjustment now. Coach Alexander moving some of her girls around here. And Fox going for four in a row. 6-2 St. Paul. They won the opener 25-18. It's at Krumel. Alexander, there's a good pass. Right side attack by Weliak on the slide. Off the net, St. Paul an easy get. Sestak on the attack. Ward able to play it. Off the back foot, it's going to be rolled off the net, off the block. It's over to St. Paul from the 10-foot line. Lassen rolls it right at Alexander. Chance got a look here, but it's overset. Free ball slapped down by Sestak. Chanticleers with the dig. They'll tip it back. Long rally going here. Dumped over by the setter, Sestak. Off the floor, great save by Krumel. And the Chanticleers return. Free ball here. Lassen's got the look, and it's dug out by Alexander. What a run here. Again, it's overset by Ord. Free ball right side, Sestak, but Ord digs it up, and then they watch it hit the floor. And both the times that Ord overset the ball, it was not Alexander. Alexander had to make the dig, so somebody else on the team had to try and set it. And it's 7-2. And here comes Leslie Fox. And out of rotation, going to be called on Ord. Coach Matt Cain actually said something to the down official before the serve to check Ord's rotation because they had tweaked where they wanted some girls to pick up the serve. And sure enough, they said they were out of rotation. Now, of course, anytime you're out of rotation, you're trying to figure out where you're out of rotation. And Coach Alexander trying to explain where her girls were to the down official. In the meantime, this will maybe suck a little of the air out. This could be some gamesmanship, too, from Alexander taking a little time here to slow down St. Paul. Officially, it goes down as an ace for Leslie Fox. And again, St. Paul, first time we got to see him this year was on Tuesday night. And obviously, after that first set, where they just got the doors blown off of them by Kearney Catholic with tons of errors. They quit making errors, and then they have looked very good since. So now we're ready to go, and it's 8-2 St. Paul. Serve off of Carson in the back row. Again, it's just punched across by Krumel. That's pretty good placement, and it'll give St. Paul some problems. All they can do is pass it across. Alexander, she'll set middle. Here's the roll by Grint, and picked up by St. Paul. Lassen on the outside, blocked. Ace block, Gennison and Grant. And it'll be the Chanticleers to get the ball back. But once again, St. Paul has built themselves a nice lead here at 8-3. Krumel to serve for the Lady Chance. Fires it into the right-hand corner. Picked up there. Lassen on the attack block, but this time out. And so Lassen will get her eighth kill. 9-3 in favor of St. Paul. They won the opening set by a score of 25-18. Great crowd on hand. Trying to root both of their teams onto a championship, and Fosick to serve. Maddie keeps it right down the right line to Carson. Middle attack, Reese finally gets back into the rotation, hammers it over. Fosick with the dig, and then it's dumped into the net. Lassen tried to go with the soft touch all the way down the net, and it never got over. Point Ord. Gittison to serve. And for Cassidy, she'll fire it right down the middle at Wysocki. Set middle, Lassen. She goes off the block, down and good. Number 9 for Mercedes Lassen. St. Paul in control, 10-4. And to serve it away will be Kylie Sestak. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ord, St. Paul, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can hear the podcast of any of our sporting events almost immediately after they conclude, as Reese will come middle and get the kill for Ord. Platte River Preps also has that podcast right after the game. You can hear it live. Folks are listening to it right now. We appreciate that. And, of course, tomorrow you can pick up some photos, some great action photos, free of charge. Do what you want with them on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Check that out tomorrow at Ord's. Jordan Cook fires it away. It's down for an ace. The first ace serve of the championship here for the Chanticleers. Cook stays in the middle area to serve. She takes a long time, got a routine, bounces the ball quite a bit, and now slaps it. A little cut on it from right to left. Picked up Fosick. Back set to Lassen, and she'll terminate. Mercedes into double digits already. She's got 10 kills, and we only have 11 points on the board in the second set for St. Paul. So, as we said, she's the one that brought it home on Tuesday. Fox got them started, but it was Lassen in the last two sets that they went to almost exclusively. And Reese now answers for Ord. So she's got 8 kills, rotates out. Gevicki in to serve it away. 11-7, St. Paul, game two. And they're up 1-0. Earlier tonight, Wood River 16-14, 5-set victory over Kearney Catholic. Here's an overpass and a lift will be called on St. Paul. Sestak trying to keep it out of the net, but the lift called. It's 11-8, good serve by Gevicki. She'll try again at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tonight. It was SEM winning the consolation 2-1 over Elm Creek. Overton and Axtell are in the third and final set of the championship. Strong serve went off of Fosick's shoulder, and St. Paul could not get the ball returned. The lead is down to 2, a 6-point lead down to 2 as Ords went on a 5-1 run. Gevicki tries to cut it to 1. And a little jump serve is deep, out of bounds. 12-9. St. Paul subs in to bring Carrie Sestak in. And Tierra Krumel back in for Ord. Taryn Jonak to serve it away here for St. Paul. Trying to regain that lead. Fires it in the back row to Bredhauer. Alexander keeps it there. Krumel sends it long. Another attack error or hitting error by Ord. And St. Paul trying to grab the momentum back here. Leading 13-9. Even when they were down 6, Ord didn't use a timeout, so both teams have 2 timeouts in the middle. Grant and attack error into the net. So Ord cut it to 2, and then 3 straight errors, a serving error and 2 attack errors, and St. Paul right back up by 5 at 14-9. And Jonak again clips the net, but Cook with the dig. Alexander sets outside. Drudik's there blocked by Horky, picked back up. Drudik again, off the back line, good. Drudik with her 6th kill, but for Ord, not near the movement of the volleyball, not near as many girls involved. They had 4 girls with 9 or more kills on Tuesday, and they've got 2 girls with all but 1 kill tonight, Drudik and Reese. Rest of the team combined has 1. Grant with a block up front. Tip back over Sestak. Great job. Down and good for Kylie Sestak. Her 2nd kill. 15-10, St. Paul. Ord had put a very good block up and deflected it high, and now Ord's going to call a timeout. It's the first timeout of the second set. St. Paul won the opener 25-18, and they lead Ord 15-10 in game 2 of the Lou Platte Conference Championship on Classic Hits.
No! Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Wood River. Big thanks to Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the folks here for their hospitality. As St. Paul serves out of the timeout, and Orr goes middle with the slide, getting the kill is going to be Allie Welniak. That's her second. She's the only player besides Drudik and Reese that has a kill right now for Ord. And Drudik will go back and serve. And Reese is out of the game. Drudik serve. Good knuckleball, deep middle, picked up by Fosick. Back set, Sestak, standing spike, rolling across, pass back into the net. Alexander got it out of there, and it's punched over Giddison, but a free ball here. St. Paul, they go to Fox, and her attack deep. Leslie's been a little more quiet just because of the run. She was not in the front row here in the second set, and that one went deep. Drudik to serve it away again. Fires back middle, really challenging Fosick there. Back row attack, Lassen into the net. So two errors for St. Paul. And Orr again trying to close the gap, 15-13. Ord has not put together any long serving runs so far tonight. 3 points in a row is their max run. St. Paul slides Sestak to Sestak, and it's down and good for Carey. Kylie's the center, and Carey can handle the rest of the duties. And now Leslie Fox, the sophomore, will go back there and serve it for the Cats. It's 16-13. And Fox, one step, fires right down the middle to Krumel. Alexander ran it down to Carson on the outside. Big swing, middle up that time. It's into the rafters, but St. Paul gets it to Lassen. She rolls it across. Carson digs. Alexander back set to Giddison. Blocked up front. Ace block number four for Carey Sestak. 17-13 in favor of St. Paul. And Leslie Fox, who had a major run the last time she was back there, had five in a row, including three aces this time into the net. So Ord will get the ball back. Minimal damage this time. Reese back into the front row. And Tierra Krumel to serve it away. 17-14, St. Paul, game two. Krumel serve across to Wysocki. Back to Sestak. Off the tip, Krumel lays out to make the dig. Right side, Giddison. Over the single block, overpass Wysocki. Free ball, Carson trying to go quick. And it tipped off her fingers and a ball that St. Paul overpassed ends up being a Wildcat point. Wysocki gets credit for that one. And St. Paul, I don't want to say the ball's not bouncing Ord's way because St. Paul's dominating the ball game offensively here, but they needed a break there and didn't get it. And then there's a tough serve that Ord has trouble handling and passes it across. So St. Paul going to go back to work. Sestak sets outside. That's too tight. And great adjustment by Lassen. That's what top-line players do. That was probably the first bad set of the night for St. Paul, and Lassen still got the kill. Right by the antenna, went to the left hand, and dropped it down. 19-14, Fosick drives it across the channel, clears again, passing is off the mark, rolled over by Carson. Back set, St. Paul, Jonak on the swing. Pass back into the net, great job by Alexander. Orr does get it back over. St. Paul at the 10-foot line will set Lassen. She'll drive it down, and good. That's the 12th kill for Mercedes Lassen. Five of the last 6 points go to St. Paul. And, Kenzie Drudik caught a ball in the nose, and we got a little blood out there. And so an injury timeout for Ord. And it's 20-14, St. Paul. I don't think if it hadn't been for the blood, I think we would have had a regular timeout by Ord. While we have that, let's catch you up to date on what's going on nationally at halftime. Thursday night football, Seattle 17 and Arizona 10. That's currently airing on ESPN, 14-60, 15-50. And in the Major League Baseball playoffs, bottom of the fifth, it remains Boston 4 and Detroit nothing. Earlier tonight, it was a five-setter. Wood River beat Kearney Catholic 25-12, 16-25, 19-25, 25-23, and 16-14 to take third place. In the consolation match over at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, SEM beat Elm Creek 25-21, 18-25, and 26-24. In the championship match, Axtell and Overton went to a third set. They're still playing. And this is the championship of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. And St. Paul is up 20-14 in game two, and they won the first set 25-18. And so coming in for the Chanticleers will be Hannah Heil to replace Drudik as they try to get the bloody nose stopped over there on the bench. And getting some more help, trying to figure out how to get that stop. Problem for Ord, though, they're about to go down 2-0. And Maddie Fosick looking for her third consecutive point here. They're trying to clean the court of a little bit of blood as well. Again, congratulations to all the cross-country athletes that qualified for state today. See if we can get you an update on that. State softball continuing on. Final day tomorrow in Hastings. State tennis going on today. Kearney Catholic tennis players are out. I don't think there's any other tennis players from these schools. And now we're back to action. Serve across. Ord tips it over. Reese Fosick went down. Pancaked it back up. Chanticleers have it. Reese this time, big swing. Fox with a dig back middle. Set to the outside. Lassen off the block. Alexander got a one arm, but that's it. Lassen with the kill. And Mercedes now has 7 in this game and 13 in the match. 4 in a row for St. Paul. 21-14. And timeout called by Ord. We'll take it with them and be right back.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Little high school football just outside, maybe the listening area tonight, but Burwell leads O'Neill St. Mary's 22-14 in the third quarter. This is the first Thursday there's been nothing right in the backyard of us here at Classic Hits, but more volleyball continues out of the Ord timeout. Fosick swings. Her drive, her serve is even stronger, and it's an ace. And that'll be the first ace for Fosick. 5 in a row, 22-14 St. Paul. They won the opener 25-18. They're 3 away. 3 away from going to the third set. Fosick serve. Strong again. Picked up there by Drudik. Set right side. It'll be taken across by the Chanticleers. Here's St. Paul and Lassen through the double block. It's down, and it's good for kill number 14. And it's 23-14, St. Paul. All on the serve here of Fosick. They had a six-point run to go up 8-2. And then when it was 17-14, they put together another six-point run. 23-14. Fosick, strong serves. That has been the story of the night. It's been in the serving game. We didn't have any ace serves in the first set, but it's just simply the passing. And now St. Paul is getting more aggressive and stepping on that gas a little bit more. And it's game point, St. Paul. Fosick serve. They let it go, and it's in. It's another ace. And game number two ends on an 8-0 run for St. Paul. The Cats 25 and the Chanticleers 14. We'll be back with more of the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
A dominating second set performance for St. Paul has them up 2-0 in the Lou Platte Conference Championship over Ord in that second set. Not a lot there to talk about for Ord. Kenzie Drudick had 2 service points and 2 kills. Jordan Cook had an ace serve. Cassidy Giddison had an ace block. Allie Weliak had an ace block and a kill. Melanie Reese had 2 kills, and Lucy Gebicki had 2 service points. Ord had only 5 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve in the second set. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox, 6 service points, 3 of them aces, 1 kill. Mercedes Lassen had 8 kills in that game. Kaylee Horkey had a kill. Maddie Fosick, she finished it off with 7 straight from the service line. 3 of those were aces. Kylie Sestak had a kill. Carrie Sestak had an ace block and 2 kills. Alexa Wysocki, a service point and a kill. Taryn Jonak, 2 service points. St. Paul had 14 kills, 1 ace block, and 6 ace serves as they take game 2, 25-14. We'll be back with the third set right after this.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraska Land National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraska Land National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. St. Paul and Ord have always had a very solid rivalry, and that's not changing here. St. Paul is 1 set away from their first conference tournament championship since 2008. And there's many times, state tournament, conference tournament, district tournament, that Ord has rallied from 2-0 down, but this is a pretty young group. Let's see if they've got it in them. They'll start with an ace serve from Morgan Alexander. So that's one little bit of positive for the Chanticleers. Again, it's all coming down to serve, receive, and the passing. And there was Ord with their 2nd ace of the night. They serve that at the freshman Fox. Pass it middle. Sestak tips it over the double block, and it's good. Man, what a great reading of the court St. Paul's doing tonight as well. They're knowing when to be aggressive. They're knowing when to tip. They're knowing when to roll it. They're really playing well here tonight. 1-1. And Wysocki on the serve. Set to the outside. Here's Weliak. Fires in the corner. Fosick with the dig. Outside Fox. She'll be off of Krumel. Hits the basketball board. It's still alive. And then Ord watches it hit the floor. Nothing makes a coach bang their head harder than the ball hitting the floor. Great hustle to get to it, and then nobody popped it across. And St. Paul's up 2-1. Wysocki serve. Down the middle to Krumel. Outside Weliak, blocked on the soft tip. Morgan Alexander will set it over on the 2-ball. Slides Sestak over the double block. Alexander with the dig. Shannon clears to Grant at the 10-foot line. Just a standing spike across. St. Paul to the outside. Here comes Fox. She'll roll it across. Alexander had to dig it. It goes into the net. Ord returns it, but out of bounds. And a point for St. Paul, 3-1. St. Paul's doing a good job of also taking it at the Ord center, Alexander. They're making her dig a lot, so that means she's not able to set it up. Serve across again. Here's the outside attack. Welniak off the tip. The dig is made by Lassen to Fox. She'll drive it over. Short set. Chanticleers go Drudik. St. Paul digging everything. Back row Lassen. She'll set it into the corner to Krumel. Ord goes outside Drudik. She's blocked up there by Sestak. Ord pushes it right back across. Now Kylie on the attack. And into the net it goes. Four hits. Point for the Chanticleers. 3-2, and Ord will serve it away here with Kenzie Drudik. Ord down two games to none here in the conference tournament final. And how about another ace? St. Paul with a little mistake in the back row there, which we just have not seen tonight. And Kenzie Drudik will get the ace serve. 3-3, early third. Takes that one at Fosick a little deeper. Sestak sets it back, one to the other. Then it's tapped over. Ward a little bit slow getting to it, but a nice set outside. And Carson finally gets her first kill. Andrea Carson, who is fourth on the team in kills. Excuse me, second on the team in kills. That's her first tonight. And Drudik serves again. St. Paul sets to the outside. Fox drives it through the double block, and the Cats will get the ball back. 4-4. For St. Paul, Lassen has 14 kills. Fox has 8. Carrie Sestak, 4 kills, 4 ace blocks for Ord. Reese with 8. Drudik with 6. Giddison has 2 ace blocks in the serve into the net here for St. Paul. Ord will pick up the point and take a 5-4 lead. 25-18, 25-14. St. Paul has taken the first two sets. And Tierra Krumel to serve. Floats that one into the middle. Picked up by Wysocki. Out to Lassen. She elevates and drives it off the double block for her 15th kill. 5-5. Ord and St. Paul here in game number 3. And Maddie Fosick, who had 7 in a row to end the last game, is here to serve. And it's deep and out of bounds. So she still had some of that adrenaline from the last time she was back there. That's back-to-back service errors for St. Paul. And Ord will get the volleyball back. And to serve it away will be Giddison, but she serves it into the net. And back over to St. Paul. Horky comes in for the Cats. Brett Hauer for the Chanticleers. Top of the sixth in the American League Championship Series. Boston 4. Detroit gets on the board 1. 4-1, Boston. And in the NFL game, just underway in the third quarter, Seattle leads Arizona 17-10. Chanticleer, serve receive. Go to the quick in the middle. One-timer and the hammer down for Melanie Reese. 7-6 Ord. That'll be the ninth kill. And again, Cook to serve. Jordan checks in and floats it down the middle at Fox. Sestak sets right side. Lassen gets a good angle on that, but Bredhauer with the dig over to Drudik. Drudik drops it across. Good pickup by Fosick and rolled back over by Lassen. Cook with the dig for the Chanticleers. 10-foot line. Drudik goes far corner, picked up by Fosick. Good rally here. Lassen rolls it across. Drudik with the dig. Set Alexander. She dumps it across. Lassen is ready for it, and they set it back to Mercedes, and she'll get the kill. 7-7, third set, and Lassen back to serve it away. Mercedes, a little mini jump serve, picked up by Krumel. Good pass to Alexander. Reese in the middle, blocked, or digs, just got it passed back over, and Fox is there. Set back row, Lassen's going to get a swing on it to Krumel. Alexander tight to the net, tipped over that time by Reese. Again picked up by St. Paul, trying to get out of each other's way. They will return it. Chanticleers set to the outside. Drudik. Drudik off the tip. St. Paul up by Fosick, and they will return it. Long rally. Ord's got a lot of good looks. They just haven't finished. Reese is dug out by Lassen. One hand set, and are they going to call a lift? Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Sestak tried to set it with one hand, and they called her for the lift. Long, long rally there. And the Chanticleers get the ball. Gevicki goes back to serve it away here. 8-7, Ord. And Gevicki's knuckleball serve. Picked up there by Fosick. Set right side. Jonak gets a look. Off tip. Cook digs it up. Set to the outside, and it is an angle attack by Drudik. St. Paul has it to Fox. She slams it off the net. Brethauer is able to pick it up. Drudik with the swing. That one's down and good. Ord starting to figure out that they're going to have to bring the power if they want to hang with St. Paul. And it's 9-7 Chanticleers. And that is the biggest lead Ord's had all night long. And it gets some of the Ord fans making some noise. Kevicki with the serve. Missed pass. It's into the crowd. Great job, Fosick. Had to avoid some fans over there and still kept it alive. Drudik on the attack. She's deep. They want a tip. They want a tip. Ord wants a tip. Nobody's going to give them a tip. It would have kept them with the momentum. But instead, the ball will come back over to St. Paul. And Jonak to serve. Cats up 2-0. And 9-8, they trail by one in the third set. Here on Classic Hints and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve is right back over from Brethauer. Tip back by Sestak. And down and good. Carey tips it back. Krumel upped it, but then the rest of her teammates were trying to get to it and couldn't get around Krumel. Didn't lunge at it or anything, and it's down to the floor 9-9. Jonak serve. Good-looking serve there, and it's an ace. She really got on top of that one and makes it 10-9. That is the first ace serve of the third set for St. Paul after getting six of them last game. And Jonak now to serve it away. She'll fire it deep, and that one is out of bounds. 10-10, that is the third service error here for St. Paul in the game. They were getting aggressive. They were doing a great job in games one and two. They're getting even more aggressive, and now it's led to a couple of errors. They only had one service error in game two, and they had three in game one. Now Morgan Alexander with the serve. And how about passed into the net? I thought it was going to be an ace. Passed into the net, dug out, and returned. And then a whistle blows. And it's going to be Ord point here for some reason. I guess when they dug it out of the net, it must have hit the antenna, I think is what they're saying. So they dug it out of the net, Sestak did, and got it over, but it rolled off the antenna, and Ord will get credit for the point. Alexander with the serve at 11-10. Here's a back row attack, Lassen. Dug out there by Carson. From the 10-foot line, it's set to Drudik. She got a good swing, but it's partially blocked. St. Paul doing a good job getting a hand on it. Then Fox with a one-hand hammer down, and it's down and good. Wow. Had a couple of freshmen there. Fox swings it over, and Carson got an arm on it. And that deflected ball almost made it up here to the top of the stands. 11-11. I was ready, by the way, and a service error for St. Paul. So now the Cats have got to be a little bit more careful here, taking care of the volleyball. And in the Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Tournament, Overton has taken the third set to beat Axtell 2-1. Drudik serves for Ord, trying to stay alive here in the Luplat final. Fox rolls it back over, and Ord gets in the wrong system there. Again, they hit it at Alexander, so she couldn't set it. She tried to pass it, which she did, but then there was nobody else to do anything with it. And Fox gets the point back here for St. Paul, and she'll serve, and her serve is just off the back line. Five service errors here, and it's only 13-12. Five of those 13 points, Ord has gotten off service errors from St. Paul. Tierra Krumel now to serve for the Chanticleers. Does a little funky corner attack that time. Sestak will roll it across from the middle. Drudik's ready. Alexander sets. There's Reese off the tip. It's picked up by Fosick. Set outside. Lassen off the back foot. Ord got a hand on it, but not enough, and Lassen will get the kill. And again, even when Lassen doesn't get a big swing, that set was a little deep, so she had to reach back, and then it didn't hit solidly off the Ord block, and so they had a struggle to go get it, and it just harmlessly fell to the floor. Fosick to serve. 13-13 here in the third set. And Fosick's strong serve is down the middle. Chanticleers overset it to Carson there. And Sestak will give it back to Jonak. She'll tip it over. St. Paul nearly got the point, but a couple of one-arm saves returned by Giddison. Here comes Lassen on the attack. And in the net on Ord. In the net on the Chanticleers. And St. Paul has regained the lead at 14-13. Neither team has had to burn a timeout so far here in game three. They've been pretty patient. And again, Fosick to serve it away. She had that huge run to end game two. Chanticleers go to the 10-foot line. Carson's attack is deep and out of bounds. It is 15-13, three in a row by St. Paul. Coach Wendy Alexander has decided she'll use the first timeout right here. St. Paul won the first two sets, and they are now up 15-13 in game three of the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Championship here on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Doug Duda back with you here at Wood River. St. Paul trying to complete his sweep of the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Championship. And Maddie Fosick serves out of the Ord timeout, 15-13 in the third. Reese off the one, goes quick middle and drives it home. That's her team high 10th. Side out, Chanticleers. And it will be Gittison's turn to serve it away. 25-18, 25-14, the first two sets. Serve down the middle to Wysocki. Perfect pass to the outside. Lassen right down the line. Great job by Gittison. Stayed home. Made the dig. Carson rolls it back over. St. Paul goes back row to Fox. Her attack down and good. Wow. When you can make a back row attack like that, Fox or Lassen, it's just almost unfair. Krumel was basically all by herself in the back row and got a fist on it, but that was it. Now Bredenhauer comes in defensively. And it will be Kylie Sestak to serve it away. And again, there's only three seniors on this St. Paul team. So these two teams could handle this for quite some time. Overpass on the serve by Ord, and on a quick, it's going to be driven into their own net. Lassen was licking her chops and overswung, a rare error for her tonight. And Ord gets a break. Jordan Cook now in to serve it away. 16-15 here in game number three. Cook serves a short one. St. Paul runs together, but they do get it across to Reese, set to the outside. Judick, her attack is passed back out of bounds. Judick with her second kill of the game and eighth of the match, and we are now tied at 16. Don't forget, whenever we are finished here tonight, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, coach interview, and more. So stay with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve across to Fox. Set middle. Lassen. Here she comes. The ball's down. Number 18 for Mercedes Lassen. An incredible number. And we're just past the midway point of the third set. Now Lassen will serve it away. Comes right down the middle. Krumel. Good pass to Alexander. Reese in the middle. She'll drive it down and good. An answer for the Chanticleers. Her team high 11th. 17-17 in the third set. Allie Weliak back in for Ord. So you got Weliak and Drudik and Alexander and Bredenhauer and Cook, and back to serve it is Gevicki. And St. Paul has three on serve receive. Good pass to Sestak. Jonak on the right side, tips it over. Cook a one-arm lunge, passed it right back over. Here is Horky on the right side, and St. Paul gets it down this time. Kaylee Horky, the sophomore, with her third kill. 18-17 St. Paul. The last time Ord led was at 9-8. Chanticleers, we believe this would be their first conference volleyball tournament title ever. Taryn Jonak to serve for St. Paul. They're trying to make sure it doesn't happen. Dumped over Alexander, and she'll get it down. That's the first kill by the Ord setter here tonight. And it will send her back to serve it away. Kate Grint comes back into the front row. Again, Druda got her nose bloodied a little earlier in the match in game two, but she's been back in there. Seems to be doing fine. And Alexander waiting for some of the fans to get out of the way, and now she'll serve it away. Fires it down to the right-hand corner, picked up by Fox, passed across, free ball, rare one here for the Chanticleers. They'll set outside. Drudik blocked beautifully, dug out by Krummel, set to Grin on the right side. She'll get it off the block. Fox digs. St. Paul sets it back to Fox. She rolls it over. It's down and good. Ward has not been able to control those rolls of St. Paul. That is the 12th kill for Fox. So many times tonight, we know St. Paul was in control of the point, but even when it looks like Ward's going to win a point, St. Paul finds a way to turn it around. Late night volleyball here on Classic Hits. The Lou Platte Conference Tournament is Allie Waliak tips it across for Ward, and Fox will drive it down on the line, down and good. And Fox will get another kill and a two-point lead now. First points on serve for quite some time, 20-18. And Wysocki, who leads St. Paul in serving tonight, fires it across to Krummel. Right side, big swing, Drudik. It is deep and out of bounds. And St. Paul has put Ord on the cliff, the edge of the cliff. Time out. Chanticleers, it'll be their final timeout. Three in a row by St. Paul to take a 21-18 lead in the third set. The Cats 4 points away from the tournament title. We'll be right back.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Checking some other volleyball scores from around the state tonight. It was Aurora defeating Seward in straight sets. Blue Hill defeated Deschler and Harvard tonight. Columbus Lakeview knocked off Aurora in a little bit of a mini upset. Columbus SCOTUS sweeps Archbishop Bergen. Gothenburg beats Kearney and Lexington tonight. That's a few scores. Minden beats Alma. Northwest defeats Crete and Holdridge to stay undefeated on the season. Southern Valley beats Alma. And as we get back to action here, St. Paul out of the timeout serves it into the net. And so Ward gets it back, 21-19, and Drudik to serve. Picked up there by Wysocki. Rolled over by Sestak. Chanticleers will set outside for Carson. Carson comes near line. Good dig by Wysocki. Back row attack, Lassen. It is on the line and good. Mercedes Lassen with the kill. St. Paul will not allow Ord to get back-to-back points. The last time they scored back-to-back points, they went from 8-9. They scored three in a row once in this set. Leslie Fox to serve, Ord to the outside. Carson might have followed through into the net, but no call. It must have been the ball, and it's going to be down and good. Andrea Carson, just her second kill. Again, outside of Reese and Drudik, Ord has a total of 5 kills. And now Tierra Krummel to serve. Down 22-20 in the third set. St. Paul's up 2-0. Lassen tight to the net. Big swing, down and good. Just no answer for Lassen, who has picked up her 20th kill. 23-20. And it's Fosick. Along with Wysocki, they've been the two most dangerous servers. And Fosick, who ran 7 in a row to end game 2, just needs 2 here. Powerful serve. Off Carson, stays in the back row. It's going to have to be passed across, and it's going to be a tough one by Gittison. St. Paul goes into action. Here comes Lassen. There goes the ball, and it's match point. Number 21 for Mercedes Lassen. And Maddie Fosick now serves for the match and the championship. 24-20, St. Paul, championship point for the Cats. Fosick, deep breath. Fosick serve, picked up by Carson. Alexander sets middle. Reese on the attack, dug out by Fox. Sestak sets. Here's Lassen, picked up by Carson. Ord will set it back to Andrea on the left wing, rolls it across. St. Paul sets again. Here's Lassen. She'll drive it off the block. dug out by Drudik. Alexander sets middle. Reese drives it across. Dug up by Fosick. Back row attack by the freshman Fox. Dug up by Ord. It's still championship point. Carson drives it down, and Ord lives on. But it's still three more to go. Ord has not scored four in a row tonight. They have to do it or it's over. Cassidy Gittison to serve. Championship point number two for St. Paul. Gittison serves it to Wysocki. Set middle. Lassen down and good. And St. Paul is your Lou Platte Conference champions for 2013 on the 22nd kill of the night for Mercedes Lassen. 25-18, 25-14, and 25-21. As St. Paul will improve to 22-2 with their second victory of the year against the Lady Chanticleers, and Ord will fall to 15-10 as the runner-up, and that elusive conference tournament title, they're still chasing it. Again, it's kind of cool what all these Lou Platte teams have done. St. Paul still trying to find the state championship. Ord and Kearney Catholic have got theirs. And now St. Paul looking really good at 22-2. When we come back, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, coach interview, and more. So stay with us.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, the trophies have been handed out, and that means it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, a longtime sponsor of high school athletics, and we thank them for always taking care of business. Misco Sports on the bricks of the on the bricks downtown Ord, where they have been for decades, taking care of all of our area athletes, all of the schools, and doing a great job. Misco Sports, a great selection to choose from. You'll get your game on at Misco's. The championship goes to St. Paul in straight sets, 25-18, 14, and 21. We will talk with Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks here in just a little bit. And he's headed this way, so we're going to do that first, and then we'll take a look at the stats of our final match tonight. Because you never know when the pictures are coming. You never know when the interviews are coming. But head coach Matt Kane Fairbanks joins us here. And, Coach, emotional win, I can tell, for you and your guys. It's hard work, hard work, hard work. You talked about it Tuesday, beating the Giant and Kearney Catholic. Then you wanted to make sure that it didn't go for naught tonight.
Right. We've been in this position before where we've taken out maybe a number one seed or a top team like Kearney Catholic, and then we've let somebody else take it to us the next night and, you know, not capitalize on the final game. We've been in this position before, and I was having flashbacks of state of 2007 when Ord was the team that did just that to us. But no, I'm a little emotional, I guess, because I wanted it so bad for these kids, because we weren't very good the last few years. We had a winning record, but we had to scrape and scrap to get what we got. And this year they just believe, and they're playing with 100%. They're giving you everything they've got, and they give me that every single day in practice. And it's great that when they put it all together like they did tonight.
You told me when we talked after the semifinal on Tuesday a little bit about what you had the first time against Ord and what you'd be working on in practice yesterday. And you said serve, receive, as you always do. And serve, receive, obviously, was the major difference in the first two sets tonight. Morgan Alexander was running all over the place for the Ord setter, where Sestak got a lot of great passes. A majority of it, she could kind of stand and cement tonight and set it wherever she wanted.
Yeah, that's key. And that's exactly key because Ord has so many good hitters. They can really fire at you from all positions. They just got good athletes everywhere. So when they were in system, I don't think we stopped their middles hardly at all, especially number 11. She just hit right over our block and around our block. And it was so important that we got our serves aggressive. And I know we missed a lot in that third set, and I was going even balder than I am. But you've got to keep the pressure on. And that was the thought that the girls had when they went back there. So, but yeah, you're exactly right. Serve and pass was key. And we warmed up well, and we looked good in the old gym warming up, and we looked good out here warming up. So I had a good feeling about the serve and pass game.
Matt, tell me if it was just my eyes or if Leslie and Mercedes were actually elevating over the double block as much as it looked like tonight.
Yeah, there were a few times where we snuck around the outside by the antenna, but there were times I know on this side of the court I had a pretty good view. When we're on the near side, I have a pretty good view of it, and we were hitting over a couple times, and we're not very big. So that's a testament to them snapping high and doing the fundamental things. So, yeah, I appreciate that you noticed that. We did have some good swings from our outsides.
We can talk, and again, impressive for the freshman, Leslie, and Mercedes. You've got two girls that can you're not afraid to set to the back row, and you got some back row kills tonight. But you got great serving from Alexa when she was in there tonight.
Yes.
Fosick
yes.
was outstanding yes. serving and playing the libero position.
Yes.
That's what it's all about there.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of those two girls, Alexa Wysocki and Maddie Fosick, have improved just so much. I mean, they've always been good little role players for us, and they've always been, you know, solid. But they've become really good assets to our team. And when you can get the little people, as we call them in the back row, doing great things. And we've had a lot of little people over the years, but these two are special. So, I appreciate the compliment on them as well.
Well, I don't know if she's the best little person ever, but she's one of them. And Mercedes Lassen, again, she had 17 kills in five sets. I had her for 22 tonight. What a match. And then she hammers it home on the last
yes.
play. I mean, just like her reaction was, I knew I was going to do it.
It's so deserving for her because, I mean, that girl, she lost her mom a couple years ago. She's 5'3" and has been our top hitter for three of the 4 years, and she was our starting setter the other year. So, I mean, she deserves it more. I mean, more than anybody probably in our conference, Mercedes Lassen probably deserves it because she's gone through so much. And she's just been steady, and she hasn't changed or wavered one bit. So it was special that she got the last ball, and I think everyone in the gym knew where it was going. So, but yeah, she's 5'3", you know, and she still finds a way to get it done.
I don't want to hog the time. There's a lot of Cat fans down there that want to celebrate. Matt, congratulations, and we'll see you as we get towards the postseason.
Great. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate the coverage, Doug. Great job.
Great job. St. Paul, 2008. Now here again in 2013, they are your Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament Champions, and we'll be back to give you the final stats right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
All right, let's take a look now on a Misco Sports postgame show of our third set statistics for Ord. I had Morgan Alexander with two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Kenzie Drudick, two service points. One was an ace, two kills. Jordan Cook had a service point. Then you go to Melanie Reese, who had three kills. Andrea Carson, three kills. And Lucy Gevicki had one service point. Nine kills, no ace blocks, and two ace serves. And again, why was the set so close? Well, there in game number three, I had St. Paul having, as Coach said, a bunch of serving problems, six service errors in that game. For St. Paul in the third set, Leslie Fox had six kills. Mercedes Lassen had eight kills. Kaylee Horkey had one kill. Maddie Fosick, three service points. If we got them all down there, Carrie Sestak had two kills. Alexa Wysocki, four service points. Taryn Jonak, two service points. One was an ace. It was back and forth. Not a lot of long runs there in that third set. But 17 kills for St. Paul. No ace blocks. One ace serve as they overcome the six service errors to win the set 25-21. The overall stats coming your way for Ord. Morgan Alexander in the three-set match had three kills. One of them was an ace, three service points. One of them was an ace, one kill. Kenzie Drudick, four service points. One of them was an ace, eight kills. Jordan Cook, three service points, one ace. Cassidy Gittison, two service points and two ace blocks. Allie Weliak had an ace block and two kills. Melanie Reese led the Chanticleers with 11 kills. Andrea Carson had three kills. And Lucy Gevicki had three service points. Ord with 25 kills, three ace blocks, and three ace serves. Ord will now fall to 15-10 on the season. And up next for the Chanticleers, as we mentioned, they'll have a rare Monday game. It's their only game next week, and they welcome in another top five team in Minden, who is 17-2 going into tonight. And then they will head to Ravenna for a triangular with Gibbon on the 29th. For St. Paul, we had Leslie Fox with seven service points. Three of them were aces, 13 kills. Mercedes Lassen, one service point. She had a match-high 22 kills. Kaylee Horkey, three kills. Maddie Fosick, outstanding job as the libero tonight. I had her for a total of 12 service points. Three of those were aces, one kill. Kylie Sestak, as the setter, picked up a couple of kills tonight. Carrie Sestak, four ace blocks, five kills. Alexa Wysocki, 10 service points, one kill. And Taryn Jonak, seven service points, one was an ace. Overall, in the three sets, very impressive for St. Paul. They end up with 47 kills, four ace blocks, and seven ace serves. St. Paul improves to 22-2 with a 25-18, 25-14, 25-21 win over Ord. Up next for St. Paul, they've got some work ahead of them. They will host Kearney Catholic in a rematch of Tuesday's five-set semifinal on Tuesday. Then they do get to stay at home. A triangular next Thursday with Wood River and Gibbon. And then on the 29th, Tuesday, a triangular with C2 number one Hastings St. Cecilia and Twin River. So both of these teams still have some work to do before their tough sub-districts begin on the first part of November. We will wrap everything up and send you home on a Mesco Sports postgame show right after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, another great week of volleyball. And when it's all said and done, St. Paul captures the championship. There have been very few Lou Platt titles that haven't went to either St. Paul or Kearney Catholic over the last 20 years. And congratulations. Wood River snuck in there and got one during their undefeated regular season. And also some great volleyball. But that's basically it. And Ord had a chance tonight, and it just did not happen for the Lady Chanticleers. In the consolation game, we did go five sets. Wood River won the fourth and fifth sets, 25-23 and 16-14 over Kearney Catholic to take third. In the Fort Kearney Conference tonight, they just played the best of three. In the third place game, SEM beat Elm Creek 26-24 in the third, and Overton beat Axtell in three sets, 27-25. They had to win the second set just to get to a third and win the contest. We've got high school football.